Madavada Boisai! Lessons from the Lay Parshas Bahar. I know, don't worry. Eretz Yisrael's Parshas Emor. Don't worry. Don't shut off the recording. I'm going to include a message that applies to every single person. I would like to dedicate the shiur for Refuah Shleima for Sara Rezel, Bas Esther Leah, Sherry Dubin, somebody, one of my parents' friends, but somebody I grew up with in Woodmere, but also now know for the last good number of years in Camp Masora. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give her a Refuah Shleima B'soch Shachar Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom should protect us, should protect our soldiers, especially in this very, very difficult time. Obviously, Baruch Hashem, you're aware of what happened in Elad, and Baruch Hashem, that the two terrorists, Yimach Shemam, were captured, and unfortunately alive. Baruch Hashem, that yesterday there was a terrorist who broke into Tekoa, one of the Gush Etzion beautiful yeshuvim, and he hopped over the wrong fence, and a home member saw him and shot him dead, Baruch Hashem, the way that it should be. And there was an attack at Damascus Gate also last night, and this is certainly on our mind, and we daven for refuah for all the cholim of all these attacks, and specifically for all the orphan kids, literally dozens and dozens, all these attacks since the beginning of what sounds a little bit of ironic. It's called the holy month of Ramadan, and now the Ramadan is over, and it's the Eid, and we continue to see that some people do not think that this is a holy religion at all, if this is the way that they're desecrating it. So we daven for all those people. So on my mind, obviously, is Eretz Yisrael. We're coming off a fabulous Yom HaAtzmaut. From what I understand, your trip to Hebron was really, really beautiful. Certainly a first for the yeshiva. I had the great schuss of going with you to Har Herzl, which was really a... I would say I'd have the schuss of being here on the night of... for the Tefillah Chagigit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was so much of a schuss. But the dancing was beautiful, and we really gave Hoda. One of the questions that came up many, many times by students, whether it was to me or to other people, is once you live in Israel and you see maybe what's going on in other parts, specifically living here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, you ask yourself, something's strange. It seems like 80%, I'm being nice now, maybe 90% of the town doesn't at all celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut. What's going on here? I'm not talking about celebrating, by having a barbecue. That's America. It's right in front of you. How do you not give Hodah? What's going on over here? And I want to speak about that. If you go onto YU Torah and you search for Yom HaAtzmaut this year, you will find many outstanding speeches, drushas, sermons, shirim on the topic. Many of them speak very, very poetically, like Rav Rosenzweig has a beautiful one that he did this year, and there was a beautiful YU assembly, Rav Schechter, Rabbi Willig, Rabbi Leibowitz. But then it comes a little bit short when you're living in America and you're telling us about the beauty of Yom HaAtzmaut and then living. I'm pulling out the punches today. And in this week's parasha, we learn about the Shemitah year. We are in the Shemitah year. Baruch Hashem, your yeshiva makes you experience the Shemitah year through trying to, I hope, you're every day looking at the list of what's Shemitah and not, where you have to throw different things out, and you could actually feel what Shemitah year is. As opposed to most people that live in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, Chatasi Ani Maskir Yom, including myself, who mostly is getting peros of Chutz La'aretz and Yerakot from Chutz La'aretz, which is 100% wrong. And we learn about this unbelievable year. So Rav Pinchas, in his wonderful Sefer, Teferes Shimshon, learns on the Pasuk in the beginning. We all know that the most famous commentary actually has become a slang term in Israel, is Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. My kids actually use it, and they say, that's in Hebrew and Yiddish. What does this have to do with the price of tea in China? What does one thing have to do with the other? So that's the famous Rashi quotes, the Medrash, and many of the commentaries comment on it. But the Or HaChaim HaKadosh takes it a different path. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'har Sinai le'mor. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem ki savor la'aretz asher ani noseim lachem. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Shetama Davar, why does it have to tell me? We know the Torah is so careful about not adding any words. Why does it have to tell me it was given in Har Sinai? What's the importance of this? Sha'arei hadin hu she'asir latet la'akum matanas chinam. Right? We have a concept, and this is actually a very important concept in Shemitah, right? Lo tzichanin. Lo tayim lecheni la'bakarka. We're not supposed to show grace to the non-Jewish nations. Because if your entire room, when you come home, if we do the inspection, back in the olden days when I used to do recruiting, and unfortunately Rabbo has made me sleep at the homes of students, and 9 times out of 10, the parent thought it was cute if I slept in the room of the student that I'm teaching that year. And Nebuch lo aleinu, you see what this kid's room looks like, right? I remember very, very well. One of the rooms, Baruch Hashem, proves our yeshiva very well. His whole room had like statues. They were bionicles. I don't know if you know what that is. He made up these. I'm like, Nebuch lo aleinu. And then you go to other kids, and all they have is jerseys, you know, jerseys of this one and that one. And okay. And there's a shayla of lo tzichanin. Right? Who am I wearing on my back? Who's on my back? Right? I'm wearing this. That guy back in my day, you know, Dennis Rodman. Are you serious? That's who you emulate? Right? And I could use a lot of other names, but they won't be as controversial. But Dennis Rodman, everybody's like, oh, you're Shkoyach, yeah. So we're not allowed to give them. Why is this a big shayla by Shemitah? This is the whole thing of the Heta Mechira. How are you allowed to sell land? You're not allowed to sell land. Okay, so the sale is it's a legal sale, but it's not. Okay. V'klal Yisrael l'nei matan Torah dinam ka'akam. So, the Torah had to tell us that Shemitah, the land of Eretz Yisrael, yes, was given la'avram Yisrael and Yankif. We know that already, right? We know it was called Marasha, like the Torah. It was given us as Yerusha, and it will always be ours no matter what. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's famous idea that there's the physical title of the land and a psychological title. And, however, he also, the Rebbeinu Shalom, had to give it to us after Har Sinai. Because before we were like an Akum, and he couldn't give us a present. Lachain, it says Kisavor Laretz Yisrael Nosen Lachem Hiktim LaMatan Torah. It was after the Matan Torah, right? It had to be after Matan Torah. He says. Comes along Rav Pinkas and he says, I have a question on this Ranban. I'm on this Orach Chaim. Excuse me. Yeshal Ayir Sharei Hayuhar Be Matan Shekalish Baruch Hanatan the Matan Torah. No offense, but he gave us the Mon. He gave us Slav. He gave us a lot of things before Har Sinai. Shabbos. So what's this vort? What's the Orach Chaim trying to get at? V'nireh shenetina zu hait almanas l'chiyot. And therefore it's mutter. The Rebbeinu Shlom is allowed to give a matana for somebody to live. That's okay. Ben Yisrael could live. Okay, I like my answer, but adayin tzarich here. Shari l'chol umos. Okay, so let's say I answered up the Jews. They needed this because they prepared them maybe for the Torah. But now what about every other nation? Every nation has a flag. Every nation has a land. And you can live in America for a gazillion years. I remember my gardener. This is a sad story, but I'll tell it anyway. When I moved to Eretz Yisrael, when we decided to move, so we told a lot of people, and a lot of people were not encouraging at all. Specifically, Rabbanim of our, that I'm close with. I had very little, I'm just being honest, I apologize for my honesty. Very, very discouraging. My position in being founding president of a shul, giving a shir every week in another shul. How can you move? And some of the greatest gedolim, who I asked for brachas. And I always joke that there was one person who understood me very, very well. I know this sounds a little funny, and I apologize for that. It was my gardener. Severio, who I actually see from time to time because he's my sister's gardener. One of the I call him the righteous Gentiles. He's one of the people I think would hide us during the Holocaust. Like he's a righteous man. I told him I'm moving to Israel, and he looked at me and he's like, "I get you," in his thick Italian accent. I said, "You get me?" He says, "Yeah." I've lived in America for years, maybe 40 years, but I don't feel at home unless I'm back in Israel. That's my home. Now we could understand that because the guy was born there. That's the way you're supposed to feel about Eretz Yisrael. Your year in Israel this year is supposed to feel that way. Your Yom HaTzmaut is supposed to change you and be like, wow, this is a real day. Not the fakeal thing they do in America where they give out blue and white cookies and you have to eat bisli, you know, and falafel, Nebuch lo aleinu, which they call falafel, but we all know now living in Israel that that's not falafel, right? That's what Yom HaTzmaut was, right? it's only the second worst holiday. First worst holiday, obviously, was Tu B'Shvat, right? That was the worst. The PTA, you know, you're dying just to get a raisin because you don't want to eat Buxer and you don't want to eat the pigs and the dates. And so every Ummah has everybody has a nation. We know these people, Nebuch, that went back to the Ukraine. Americans, Marines, who fought for their, it's my country. And also we see, but we see also, when you have the World Cup, or if I'm not mistaken, during the Olympics, all of a sudden, all these American basketball players are no longer American. This one goes back to this country, right? Yao Ming, right? He goes back, and what's the other guy's name? All of a sudden, you find out where they're from. Because that's the country I'm playing for. That's my country. Also, America's going to win anyway, so I might as well at least try to help them a little bit, right? Okay. So, right, in the World Cup too, right? You think Ronaldo's going to play for your country? He's not playing for your country, my friend. He's going back to his country. So, how can it be? So how do you give it? Bir Adavar is very good. Kol ha'umas ha'olam etzem. Every nation, what makes them a nation is a country, right? It was suggested more than once, not just by Herzl. We should get Uganda, South America, all these different places. Cuba, what? Will be out of the country of the Jewish people. Baruch Hashem. It was rejected. You need a nation. And therefore they needed it. Omnum Klal Yisrael is different. Hatotzah shel Am Yisrael noitzar v'yitzios Mitzrayim. We were born as a nation, not when we became a nation. Not when we became a nation. When were we born as a nation? Sorry, not when we got our country. We were born as a nation when? We were born as a nation when we left Mitzrayim. Every other nation is born when they get their country, their independence. Lachkach im haya kodesh baruch hu noisid eretz yisrael la'am yisrael lefnei matan Torah haya baze iser lo tuchani. We didn't need a land. Every other nation needed a land to make them who they are. That's who you are. That's who they are. That's who we are. But Bnei Yisrael is different. Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. We were made into a nation in Eretz Mitzrayim. What am I getting at here? What's this hyperbole, if you will? We're supposed to feel different. You, none of you, including myself, nobody here, I think, was born in Eretz Yisrael. So how do we have such a strong connection? I think this is what we're getting out here. The Rebbeinu Shalom made us into a nation. He promised us Eretz Yisrael before Har Sinai. But he gave us Eretz Yisrael. He gave us the deed of Shemitah after Har Sinai. Because it's our nation. We have to be margish, the tsar. We can't go through a day after something happens like this, I might say, such a tremendous Shevach Vahuda, day of Yom Ha'atzmaut, and three innocent souls are murdered, and in America I see my friends posting on Facebook like nothing happened. Rahman al-Islam. There's what's become a very, very famous piece that was produced, if I'm not mistaken, just a week ago. It's a piece from Rav Soloveitchik from 1958 that somebody put onto YouTube and translated it into English. I highly, highly recommend it. Billy Neder, I'll send it to one of you and you can put it on your group. It's unbelievable. It's been going around Baruch Hashem. Yeshiva News put it on. It's a great 13 minutes. And Rav Soloveitchik is so bothered by the fact that we don't understand that Yisod Bihadus is Eretz Yisrael. He says this joke about, is there a mitzvah to move the Ramban against the Megillah? He says it's a joke. Rav Asher Weiss says the same thing. Of course there's a mitzvah to move to Eretz Yisrael. He goes, there's no Yichud Hashem, according to many, the Ramban says. It's not counted. There's no Yichud Hashem. It's not. Of course it's something big. But it's the Yisod. So a lot of times the Ramban doesn't quote Yisodus. It's obvious. Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKachal. Obviously, it's obvious. And how you talk, it says Rav Asher Weiss. Okay, so it's a Durbanon. So what? He said the Torah character is a joke. It's a joke. These few people, come on, stop it. Because in their hearts, I think most people in Ramat Beit Shemesh are chalashing because they want to be like you and celebrate. They know the day. I don't know if you saw in our base medrash the night of, there were a few closet charedim that came because they can't go anywhere else. So 10 years later, many people said, and now if you may, 74 years later, oh, see, I'll bring you a raya. Eretz Yisrael's nothing. Look what happened. Look what's going on, Hartstein. I told you I was right. Conversion by reform, it's going to be allowed very soon. Chametz is allowed anywhere now on Pesach. See? They want to start cooking in the army milk and meat. See? I told you. Look at this terrible government. You see? I was right. Says Rav Soloveitchik, you know the greatest sign that Eretz Yisrael is ours, that Medinas Yisrael is right? He says the Gemara in Bracha 62b. Lo yichnas adam la mikdash b'makalo. He's not allowed to go in with his walking stick, with his money purse. Why? Because you're supported by something. You go in and you realize the paradox of the nes of Medinas Yisrael. It doesn't come easy. It's the insecurity that we have. After an amazing day of Yom HaTzmut, three people are murdered. You say, ah, we're not there yet. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Mothers can't sleep at night because their sons are on the border of Lebanon. In those days, in 58, in the Gulf of Aqaba, nobody knows what's going to happen. That's Eretz Yisrael. That's the mitzvah you gave us 74 years. We don't have any security. We don't know what's going on. We look at it being innocent people like myself and say, I don't understand. How are there holes in the fences? How are these people able to get in? We're our own enemies. Running around here this morning, tons of Arabs. I'm going to arrest all them? They're working on people's homes. Why? Because we're cheap. We don't want to use Jews for labor. What's going on here? Says Rav Soloveitchik, this is the nace. How many times was the Torah given? Not once, twice. The luchos were broken. We're commemorating now. Parshas Emor. Svartam lachem yimarchas haShabbos. The Torah was broken. That's not the Torah I want to talk about. Oh, yes, it is. When you fall after learning for a great year and you take a vacation during the month that you're off, and then you say, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't learn for 3.5 weeks. Shkoyach, it's okay. Get back on. The Torah also was broken. And it was given to us again on Yom Kippur. Such a beautiful piece. Hashem wants Eretz Yisrael, says Rav Soloveitchik, to be not smooth, to be zigzag. Like the time of Avram Avinu, the test that he had to go through. Amazing. He finally comes, lech lecha, he listens. He leaves his father's land and comes to Eretz Yisrael. The first thing, go to Mitzrayim, there's no food here. Kedusha level. And finally, Rav Soloveitchik says, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, yes, is about the Yashavtemba, planting the land. Somebody once told my wife, when we first moved in, it was a Shemitah year. So it was right after Shemitah year. I had this garden that was Nebuch. It was the middle of the summer. It was like 100 degrees. And it was after Shemitah. And I said, I got to do the act of Yishuv Eretz, taking the weeds out and planting flowers. And she was looking from the top, one of my wife's friends, and she said, I saw Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But says Rav Soloveitchik, there's something called the Yashartim, that we have to Yirashtimba, Yerusha, a government. It's not a firm government. Oh, right, I'm sorry. Did you look at the Tanakh? Every single government that was a firm, of course I want it to be a firm government. But okay, it's a start. The Ramban says the mitzvah is to take control. That's when we decide a Mashiach, when we're able to take control over our land from the Goyim, from the British. Machnas Levia, wow, it was great in the Midbar, but it's nothing like Eretz Yisrael, a little piece of Eretz Yisrael. That's what we don't get. That's what we don't understand. That's what we're not appreciating. The trips are back. People are coming in droves to Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem. Pesach was just an amazing time. Thousands of people had to wait online to get into the country, to leave the country. But after COVID and 2 years, 3 years for some people not getting in, is there an appreciation of what I missed? I'm not sure. That's what we have to count on. I'm sorry to say, but Rav Pinkus continues and he says, we have to realize ki savoy el aretz. The mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he writes. Isn't it the Ramban that says, she'ikr kiyo mitzvahs hu be'eretz Yisrael dafka? Everything is practice. Kol adar b'chutz la'aretz doyme she'ein lo aloka. There's a shita that even says that if you already put tefillin on the plane, and now you land in Eretz Yisrael at 4:30, maybe you should put tefillin on again, because that's the ikr of the mitzvah. That's why Moshe was chalushing to come into the land. The devekus of Eretz Yisrael, Moshe was dying for it. It's different. Had it be given to us after Mamon Har Sinai. This is a tremendous lesson that as we just come from Yom HaTzmut, we have to take with us. Parshas Emra, the Parshas, the Moadim. I'm sorry to say, but the central part of the Moadim was going up to the Beis HaMikdash. Shoshapam Rishana, you read Kol Zochorcha, Bamako Macha Yufcha. We're missing that. We don't have the Korbanos. The Kesher that we have, that we should have with Eretz Yisrael. Rav Pinkus gives a mashal, a chassid and a kala, who get married, but they don't have a house. Nebuch, they get married, they don't have a house. I know such a couple that came to camp this summer. We said, oh, where you guys live? They go, nowhere. We're just backpacking. Cool dudes. You got to have a really strong love for that. If you can't come home to a house, you can't come to a place where you ignore your spouse. We have a house. It's called, that's Eretz Yisrael. We need that kesher, the mitzvahs. But we need a house. We have to recognize where the house is, even if you can't come to the house right away. But know that it's a house. When you speak about Yom HaTzmut and your Chutz La'aretz, you have to speak about the house. You have to speak about the fact, I'm not in Eretz Yisrael. Why are we not in Eretz Yisrael? I'm not talking about Aliyah. This is a Nefesh quiz game here. I'm talking about the fact that you have to talk about on Yom HaTzmut if you live in Chutz La'aretz, why are we not there? I'm not saying let's get up and all move. Let's figure it out. It's an ason. We have to be margish. Eretz Yisrael is different, as Rav Soloveitchik says. Why is it every single day in the newspaper, Eretz Yisrael? Yes, wrongly reported, New York Times, three people. Doesn't say murder, doesn't. Killed in knife attack. Not by who? Shh, don't say anything. By a magical, alien that came. We should be zoicha, Rabbi Isai, to understand this glorious message of Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah is amazing, the famous story they tell. I've heard it in two ways, but Panovich Rav, Erev Rosh Hashanah, on his way to Shul, went up to a tree and kissed it, and said to it, Good Shabbos. What country do we have that the Peirus are holy? Holy Peirus, holy vegetables. Sorry, even your kumquats in America are not whole. Should be zeicha to get these messages, especially those that are here in Eretz Yisrael, and understand that this is the land that we belong, and we have to strive to make it here, Mirtz Hashem, one day, very soon. Amen.